I want to ask you a strange question. Does anyone have any idea where the concept of celebrating anniversaries comes from? People celebrate anniversary.
Marriage.
What? No. Well, I don't know if it comes from marriage. I mean, it's an anniversary of a marriage, but where did that idea start? Celebrating the anniversary. Anniversary has to do with not specifically marriage, but it has probably anna, probably from the notion of annual, the yearly celebration of an event of the past. I would like to suggest that it comes from this parsha that we're going to read this Shabbos. It doesn't mention anything about celebrating your marriage anniversary. It doesn't mention anything about sending your wife a card or a gift. But it does talk about anniversary celebrations. The anniversary celebrations that we speak about are the historic events in our history that forge the connection that we have as a people between us, Klal Yisrael, and Hashem. And we celebrate as anniversaries on a yearly basis those historic events. And I think that may very well be where that concept came from. But what is it all about? How does our history look? And what are we really celebrating? So I'd like to do a bit of an overview, since this parsha does deal with the anniversary celebrations, the Yomim Tovim, that we celebrate the various events in our history. I'd like to trace it back. I'd like to go back to creation. And then a brief mentioning of the shalshelis of the history, the chain of the history of Klal Yisrael. You know, Hashem created a world. Because Hashem's only interest is to do chesed. To create a world, and created people, and gave them responsibilities and opportunities to grow, to develop themselves, to perfect themselves, and then to be worthy of his kindness. That's really that's all that Hashem wants out of this world, is that we should be worthy of his kindness so he will be able to give us justifiably in a way that we deserve, in a way that we'll appreciate, in a way that we won't be embarrassed, his kindness. Initially, as surprising or as amazing as it may seem to you, there were no Jews on the world. Adam HaRishon was not Jewish. That means we all stem, not as Darwin said, from the monkeys, chas v'sholem, that's ridiculous, but we stem from a man who wasn't Jewish and a woman who wasn't Jewish. However, don't fret, because there was no such thing at the time. Hashem created a world and created people, humans, and they were supposed to work in this world and achieve their level of development and refine themselves and become better people. They'll be deserving of Hashem's reward. Didn't go exactly that way, because in order to reward us, Hashem has to give us a challenge. Because if you had no Yetzirah, if there was no temptation to do bad, if you were pre-programmed to do good, you would deserve nothing. Because the credit all goes to the programmer. We're pre-programmed. We're not pre-programmed. We have a free spirit. We have freedom of choice. Bechira chofshis. We have a Yetzirah Tov that motivates us and moves us to do good, and we have a Yetzirah that challenges that Yetzirah Tov and says, don't do the good, do the bad, do this, do that, do what's wrong, don't do what's right, don't come on, oh, why are you wasting your time, what are you doing, look, there's so much else out there. And it's only because we have both and there's conflict, and then we win that battle. You know the story about the Yetzirah Tov, I'm sure I told this story over here at the Badchan before the wedding, was telling this Chosin about how important it is to get up to the Minyan. And he says, you have to get up every day to the Minyan. That's going to be a battle. The Yetzer Tov is going to motivate you. The Yetzer Hora is going to say, it's too cold, it's too hot, it's too this, it's too bad, you're too tired. Go back to sleep and this. That's a battle. He says, and I had such a battle this week with my Yetzer Tov and Yetzer Hora. He says, I wanted to get up to the 6 o'clock Minyan. And the Yetzer Hora said, no, it's too early, and it's too tired, and it's too cold. And the Yetzer Tov, and the Yetzer Hora. They fought for 5 hours, and finally the Yetzer Tov won at 11 o'clock. Okay, anyway. Bekitza. Oh, sense of humor around here. Anyway, kids like this. So this was the plan. Unfortunately, the plan didn't work. Man made choices that were inappropriate, and the world decayed. Decayed till the time of Noach, when there was terrible decay. From that time, it was a rejuvenation, but then decayed again until the time of Avram Avinu. But the world were idolaters. They were worshipping Avodah Zarah. Avram Avinu's father himself was an idol maker. And one man, and he was called Avram HaIvri. And Chazal say why? Because the whole world was on one side, and he was on the other side. He was able to take on the whole world and introduce to the world the idea that there's one God, there's one creator, that these idols are just baloney. There's nothing to talk about. Look, what could they do? When his father left him in charge of the idol store, he went and broke all the idols, Chazal say, and he took a big stick and put it in the hand of the biggest idol there. And when his father came in, he says, what happened? He says, that guy did it. So his father said, that guy did it? That guy can't do nothing. He's made of wood. So he says to his father, if he can't do nothing, how do you worship him? How do you believe in him? What are you doing? What's going on with you? What's wrong with you? Anyway, so Avram Avinu came and he introduced the world the idea that there's one God. And through his children, his descendants, and many things happened. They went out to Mitzrayim. They're abbreviating Jewish history very quickly. And finally, in Mitzrayim, they became a nation. They went down as Shivim Nefesh, and they came out as 600,000 men between the ages of 20 and 60, plus women and children and elderly people. And the Klal Yisrael began. Now, that's a seminal event in Jewish history. That is an event that requires an anniversary celebration. An anniversary celebration is, in a sense, rejuvenating the connection, reliving that event so that we once again feel that connection. Yitzias Mitzrayim, we were recipients of great miracles. In Yitzias Mitzrayim, we saw, we recognized, we were privy to see the Hashkochas Hashem, the Hashkochas Potis, the Nisim Gluyim like never before. We saw and we felt that close connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu when he chose us to be his people. Took us out of Mitzrayim. We are now the Am Hashem. Took us through the Yam Suf. Took us to Har Sinai. Har Sinai, he crowned us with the Torah that he gave us. That Torah which was the purpose for which he created the world. That Torah which represents all of creation in it. That Torah which served as the blueprint based upon which he created the whole world. He gave to Klal Yisrael. And these are events that we celebrate. We celebrate on Pesach. We celebrate the anniversary of this event. Because on a time, a yearly time of an anniversary, when a year's cycle has gone by, there's the ability to feel a little bit more the events of the past. If it's the middle of the summer and my anniversary was in the spring, I don't feel it as much. Today's the day. Today's the day. 10 years ago, we were married today. 20 years ago, we were married today. 50 years ago, we were married today. 100 years ago, we were married today. 3,300 years ago, we were married today. That has the day itself. It's called a moed. It's a set time which allows for a re-experiencing and rejuvenating the feelings that the Klal Yisrael had at the time, at the inception, at the time when these events took place. And we do so in a few weeks for Shavuos, the day that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Torah. We celebrate that. We also celebrate, in 6 months from now, Sukkos, which is a celebration of Yitzias Mitzrayim and of the miraculous survival of the Klal Yisrael in the Midbar for 40 years. And it seems that we need this constant reminder to refresh ourselves, to rejuvenate, to recharge our batteries, so that we should reconnect with Hashem. And the best time for reconnection is the time of the Yomim Tovim. Because those are the times when these events took place. He took us out of Mitzrayim, Tesvov Benisa. He gave us the Torah, Vov Sivan. And then there's a question why Sukkot we celebrate when we do, and there's a whole discussion about that. But we celebrate the 40 years in the Midbar with the miraculous survival under the most difficult conditions. And these things rejuvenate our relationship. We rejuvenate the relationship. We once again, as an anniversary, pay attention to the fact that we're married. We pay attention to the fact that we have this relationship. We no longer take the relationship for granted. Some people think with a dozen roses, you can rejuvenate a relationship. Maybe you can. But we try to rejuvenate that relationship so we should feel that connection more and more. One of the things, the recurring themes of the of the Yomim Tovim, the Moyadei Hashem, is the Atob Harton, that we say. We say it every Shmone Esrei on a Yontif. Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkot, we say it actually Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur too. We sing it at the Sukkot Yontif. What it really says is something very, very significant. Ato becharatonu mikol ha'amim. You chose us from amongst all the nations. What a privilege. The Creator himself has taken this small little puny nation, never numbered more than 18, 20, 25 million people in all of history, and chose us from all the nations of the world. What did he chose us for? So he chose us for a mission. The Sipurnu says that the nature of the Am Skulo was there, to be a nation of teachers, to teach the world to call the name of Hashem. We have a mission in this world, a light unto the nations, teaching the world about Hashem. Avraham Avinu started the process when he was mekarev people to the idea of one God, and Klal Yisrael continues it today. In fact, if you'll note, the major religions are all built upon our Bible, built upon the directives that the Creator gave to us. However, ohavto isonu v'rotziso bonu. You loved us. Hashem loved us. He didn't just choose us and say, hey, listen, you guys, you know, I really hate your guts, but you guys are the best guys around. You're the strongest. You're the most capable. You're the strongest, the most capable. I'm going to give you a mission. No. Ohavto yisonu. You loved us. That choice was based on the fact that Hashem saw in Klal Yisrael the greatness that we have, and he loved us. But he didn't just love us. Rotziso bonu. He desired us. It isn't just a love. You know, there are people that say, oh, I love this person, but, you know, I don't want to spend too much time with them. I get a little bit down, depressed, agitated when I spend too much time. You could fill in the blanks on what relationships this may be. And no, Hashem is a haftu isonu, the rotzisabonu. He loved us and desire wants to be with us. Do you know what he said after 7 days celebration of Sukkot? He says, "Uvayoyim hashvi atzeres tihiya lochem." On the uvayoyim hashmini, I'm sorry, on the eighth day atzeres, and Chazal say it's a loshen atzor, stop. You know what Hashem says to Klal Yisrael? You said you spent 7 days celebrating the Yontif with me. We rejuvenated our. We rejuvenated our relationship for 7 days. There were 7 days of Karbonus in the base HaMikdosh. Koshe olai pridaschem. It's too hard for me to let you go. Stay one more day. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Klal Yisrael, please, don't leave me. Give me one more day. I'm having such nachas. I enjoy your company. I love you so much. Kaviyochol, I mean, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In human terms, we have to see it this way. In reality, we don't understand how he operates. But it's as if in human terms, he said, like the kids came for Yontif, and the mother says, just want the grandmother, the mother, one more day, let me have a little more nachas, just one more day. Interestingly, on Pesach, there's no atzeres. Pesach is only 7 days. We have 8 days because of the Sfeika de Yema. Why is there no atzeres on Pesach? You know why? Shavuos is called atzeres for Pesach. You know why? Because Hashem says like this, if you guys are going away for 6 months, I can't bear it. Kavi yochol. But you're coming back in 6 weeks? I can handle it. Rotzi sobonu. He desires us. V'reimam todu mikol ha-lishoynes. He elevated us amongst all the lishoynes of the world. Just a moment about Moshe. All languages are just arbitrary decisions of people to call this a table and to call this a hat and to call this a wall, to call that a clock. Lashon HaKodesh is a Lashon where the secrets of creation are revealed to us in the language. Does anyone know, in every time you see the sheirish of the word, it implants that meaning in the word. Let me ask you a question. Do you know the word for ear? Ozen. Aleph, Zayin, Nun. That's a sheirish. Do you know the word for scale? A scale. What? Well, but there's another word. There's a biblical word. Moznayim has the same sheirish. What does the ear and the scale have in common?
On two sides.
What? A scale weighs. And what does an ear do? The ear doesn't weigh that much. It's the rest of me that weighs a lot. Cut off my ears, it wouldn't be such a difference on the scale. What?
That weighs what
it weighs what you hear? Interesting. That's interesting. I would suggest something else. That's very interesting. I would suggest something else. What is a scale? A scale, the old-fashioned scales, or even today they have, it's a balance, right? You have a weight, and then you balance it out with the other weight, and then you figure out what this weight is based on the balance that you achieve between the weight that you know and the weight that you're trying to figure out. Do you know what organ is responsible for balance in human beings? The middle ear. Yes. It's the middle ear that is the organ. If a person has an ear infection, it affects his balance. Because balance, the ozen is not just called, and first of all, it gives you like a little bit like you said too, you weigh things, it gives you a spiritual balance too, because you hear directives through your ear. But it's also a physical balance. So, Reimam Tolu Mikol HaLashonos, we have a different language. We have a language that contains the secrets of creation. And a beautiful lecture to go through. Every time you see the three-letter sheirish in a word, it implants that meaning in the word. Amazing. Reimam Tolu Mikol HaLashonos. V'kidashtonu b'mitzvesecho. Kidashtonu is, kedusha is separate. Kodesh means mufresh. He elevated us and separated. The mitzvahs that Klal Yisrael has are totally different and separate and apart from everything else. Others mimic our directives, but not on that level. Not on that level. They may know thou shalt not commit murder, but they don't realize that embarrassing a person publicly is the equivalent of murdering a person. They may know thou shalt not steal, but they don't know that the Gemara says, Chazal tell us, that if I say good morning to you and you don't respond, you're stealing from me. Because I gave you a good morning, you owe me a response. V'kidashtonu b'mitzvaysech, our mitzvahs are in a different realm, above and beyond anything that the world could imagine. V'kiraftonu malkeinu la'avodasecha. And Hashem, draw us close to him, to serve him. The service of Hashem, the fulfillment of his mitzvos, of his directives, is a form of his kurva, his closeness. When we observe his commandments, we observe them because of the close relationship that we have with Hashem. They're not burdens that are unbearable to us. They're rather expressions of that kurva, the kerav tonu l'avodasecha. And then it's topped by one thing. V'shimcha ha-godol v'ha-kodesh, and your great and holy name, Oleinu Koroso. We are called the Am Hashem, the people of the book, which reads Hashem's Torah, Klal Yisrael, we have the name of Hashem in our name. We are God's people. The world looks to us that way. In the history books, you'll see who gave the world the biblical directives which govern most of the civilized world from time immemorial. It's the Jewish people. This is the people of God. This is recognized. This is why we're respected, and this sometimes is why they're jealous of us and hated. But this is the privilege that Hashem has given us. So when we celebrate the Moyadei Hashem, Eile Moyadei Hashem, Asher Tikro Isom Mikroi Kodesh, these are the Moyadei Hashem. The Moyadei Hashem are the times that we celebrate the historic events that forge that unique and special relationship between Hashem and Klal Yisrael. I mentioned here before, and I just want to conclude, Shabbos is in a different category. Shabbos is even an extra measure of Hashem's love for Klal Yisrael. And I believe that's why when Shabbos and Yom come together, we say, when Shabbos comes, we add an extra dimension of love. Why? Shabbos is the ultimate. I'll tell you why. Rashi says, when it says Beini Ubein Bnei Yisrael Loisi Leolam Kisheshes Yom Imos Hashem Sashmayim Es Oretz, so Rashi explains, Shabbos is a sign that Hashem chose us. Why? All the other Yomim Tovim are the expressions of that choosing. He chose us to do the Yontif because we're the guys that the history events happened to. We're the ones that came out of Mitzrayim, so we have to celebrate Yetzias Mitzrayim. We're the ones that received the Torah, so we have to celebrate Kabbalah Satorah. We're the ones that survived in the Midbar, so we have to celebrate the survival in the Midbar for 40 years. Creation, who are the beneficiaries of creation? Us and everyone else. Creation really belongs to the whole world. So Hashem should have given the Shabbos to the whole world. But he did not. You know what he did? He said the whole world can't keep Shabbos. He says, if you keep Shabbos, you're in trouble unless you're part of the Jewish people. Why? So Rashi says, Shabbos is a sign that Hashem chose us to be his nation. Because he said, the anniversary of my creation, which really should have been given to everyone to celebrate, because they're all the beneficiaries of my creation, that I only give to you to celebrate. It's exclusive, because you're the ones that I have chosen. And that's why we say in Davening, after we say Veshomru, Shachros in the morning, V'loy nesatu Hashem Elokeinu L'goyo Arotzois. He didn't give it to the Goyim. He didn't give any of the mitzvahs to the Goyim, except the Sheva mitzvahs for the Noah. No. Shabbos, he should have given to them. Because they're as much beneficiaries of creation as we are. But no, he gave it to us as a sign of that unique relationship that exists between us. So, Rabbi Yisrael, I think that as we read about this Shabbos, and as we go about our life cycles and celebrate these special Moyadei Hashem, I think if we reflect a little bit on what anniversaries we're actually celebrating and how that relationship is still relevant to us today, I truly believe that the Yomim Tovim, the Shabbos, and all of our life's experiences will be far more meaningful to us and will create that close relationship with the Creator, which will be the source of strength in everything we do.